When you've come to the best and say, this is the best, the God factor makes it even better.
Verse 3, he restored my soul. If you've been wounded and your heart is troubled and your mind is troubled and you've been hurt and bruised, the Lord will restore your soul. May he restore your mind. In the name of Jesus, say, he restored my soul.
Let's rise this morning as we sing and praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yahweh, we bow down and worship Yahweh. We bow down.
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We thank you for your great grace, your goodness revealed to us. We thank you for your own power, the revelation of your glory.
Like a prayer.
Blessed be your Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Hallelujah.
You know Yahweh is his name, so if you're going to call him from the bottom of your heart. Yahweh. Yahweh again. Yahweh. Shabarabasia. As you have called upon him this morning, may he hear your voice. May he hear your cry. May he hear your prayer. May he lift you up. May he take you out of every issue that is in your tissue. May you and your family and your household be free from every work of darkness. May the light of God shine through. May Yahweh, the I am that I am, be ever present in all of our lives. Father, we welcome you to the service this morning. We thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. We thank you, God, for another wonderful day where we can magnify your holy name. We bless the name of the living God. We thank you for your goodness. Have your way in the service this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team. I think Apostle has something to say to us in a moment, so I'll pray for the children when I come back up. Unmute yourself. Unmute. Read my lips. Unmute. Unmute. You can hear me? Oh, up here. All right. Can we do the normal announcement that you normally do? So I don't know what we can do to fill in the blank. All right, while you do that, so we're on the air, so we can't leave blank space. I'm gonna pray for the children while they work on that. Come on, children, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. All right, Pastor Henry is in the house, so he's going to be my hand. So you're going to touch them for me. So just step back a little so he has space to move around. My hands are on you from here, so we're going to... All right, let's pray for our children. So once you are touched, you just touch them. Father, we thank you for all our children. We thank you, God, for our biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world, or everyone from age 120 plus to zero, We lift all of them before you, those in seed form, those that are already in the earth functioning every decade of life. We bless them right now in the name of Jesus, our teachers and all our children. Father, we thank you, God, that divine health is every one of us. Divine health is given to us. Divine blessing is given to us. Divine favor is upon our lives. We thank you, Almighty God, that we will serve you all the days of our life. We will continue to magnify your holy name. Every one of our children will excel in life. They will follow the living God. They will bless the name of the Lord. And they will serve you all the days of their lives. Those that are sick this morning, we pray healing over them. Be healed. Be restored. Be made whole. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you're not touched, quickly go so you're touched. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. How is the sound? Are we on? Somebody has to signal me. So if not, we'll move it to later. Praise the Lord. Are we alive at the back there? So somebody has to tell me we're on or not. Wave.
One, two.
Praise the Lord. It's on.
Awesome. Praise the Lord. Well, I greet you all in the name of our sovereign Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's such a joy to participate in the service today. I am excited about the word that Mama is going to bring to us today. I believe it is going to impact all of our lives in a very awesome way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want to share quickly some announcements with you about the service this evening. I did say to you about 2 or 3 weeks back that I wasn't going to tell you what I'm expecting you to do for this evening service, which is a special service, which means it is going to start at 6:30 p.m. I want everyone to come with a bottle of water. I'm going to be teaching this evening on a subject that I believe is going to impact your life. And we are going to do something with that bottle of water this evening. So I want every member of your family to bring a bottle of water with them, as the word of God is going to go forth and you're going to be ministered to because of the directives of the Lord. Secondly, I want to remind you again that August the 7th is going to be the day of baptism. Right after the morning service, there's going to be a baptismal service. And I'm looking forward to seeing as many as want to be baptized next Sunday. And finally, so that Mama has enough time to do what needs to be done, there'll be no leadership meeting on Wednesday, but there will be a leadership prayer service on Friday. Now back to this evening. This evening service is going to be on all platforms, but during the ministry time, we're going to need everyone to migrate to Zoom. So make sure you have your Zoom information handy if you're going to be on any other platform, because what the ministry time is going to be strictly, let me say it again, strictly on Zoom, not on YouTube, not on Facebook Live, not on Reddit, not on any other platform. Everybody has to be on Zoom. So if you want to experience the ministry that's going to happen after the preaching of the word this evening, you need to have your Zoom information, because it's not going to be on YouTube, it's not going to be on Facebook, it's not going to be on any other platform other than Zoom. So one more time, let me repeat that. The service, the general service, is going to be on every platform. but the ministry time. But I'm going to be ministering to you about what I ask you to bring that bottle of water for. It's going to be strictly on Zoom. It's not going to be on any other platform. So if you want, you can just go onto Zoom and stay all through, or you can make a switch whenever you feel you need to do so. Well, praise the Lord for that. And at this time, I turn you over back to Mama, as she is going to bring forth the word of the Lord to us tonight. Announcements will be after she's finished for the evening, or for this morning, afternoon service. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Well, good day, everybody. Well, let's continue in prayer, and then I'll bring the word immediately. Father, we thank you. Apostle is not here, so he'll be here next Sunday, even on Friday, live. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. I don't know why some of you sit so far away. There's lots of space, you know. So help in preaching by moving forward. We like to see people. Praise the Lord. There's enough distance between me and you, so I will not be spitting on anybody's face. Praise the Lord. All right, let us pray. Let's rise and pray. You sat enough already, so praise God forevermore. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We ask now for your Holy Spirit. You were here before us, and you'll be here always. You go before and behind us. Father, we welcome your spirit into the service. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. Have your way in the service today. Touch every lives. Let those who do not know you give their life to you. And those who know you that are struggling, bring them back up. Lord, that they will turn back to you, for you are the answer. Jesus, you are the answer to it all. So we surrender our lives to you. We pray now for the peace of Jerusalem. Let there be peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace all over the nation of Israel. Our Heavenly Father, remember your everlasting covenant you made with our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let it be made manifest in all our lives. Jesus, you died for us that the blessing of Abraham will come upon our lives and that our sins will be forgiven. Any who have sinned against you today, forgive and have mercy. Thank you for blotting away every evil handwriting against everyone. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for a brand new day, a wonderful day, full of your mercy, full of your blessing, full of your goodness, full of divine health, divine wealth, divine peace. Pray for all our nations. Pray for Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya. We ask that your hand will touch them and all the islands of the sea and all nations where someone is calling on the name of Jesus. Savior, save them in Jesus' mighty name. Ask now that you bless every single aspect of the service. Bless your word and bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we normally read the scripture, so I won't read all of it. You need to read Psalm 104. So that's the scripture for this week. I'll do 4 verses. I think they're up to 35, so you're not reading that right now. So write it down, Psalm 104. Can you put Psalm 104 up, please? Praise the Lord. I'll read from mine. Bless the Lord. You can read with me. I'm only doing 4 verses. Read everything when you get home. So write it down, Psalm 104. I think they are verse 1 to 35, but I'm reading the first 4 verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty. We are talking about our Father. Hallelujah. So God is not clothed with evil, he's clothed with honor and majesty. who covers thyself with light as with a garment. Hallelujah. So God is covered with complete light. He is pure light. Who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain. This is your Father, and this is the one you came to have an encounter with this morning. So what can he not stretch out in your life? Any wrinkle can be removed. Hallelujah. Any crookedness can be made straight. Oh, hallelujah. Say a big amen. Amen. Who layeth the beams of his chambers and the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariots? Hallelujah. 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 Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? He's a wind walker. Hallelujah. So that's why you're not surprised. Jesus could walk on the water. You see, the scripture said it. Jesus manifested it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who maketh his angels, spirits, his ministers, a flaming fire. So we got spirits and we got flaming fire here this morning. Say a big amen. Amen. All right. So it's very powerful scripture. So when you get home, enjoy that either before your lunch or after your lunch, and then take your afternoon nap and be back again. All right, so that word can just season and marinate you. If you want to eat a nice chicken, it needs seasoning. If you just throw it on like that, nobody eats it. They take a bite and they spit it out and they put it in their napkin. But when it's well seasoned and it's tasty, you enjoy every bite. Let the word of God marinate your life. Say amen. All right, praise the Lord. So transition to preaching. So we thank you, Almighty God, for your holy word. Let your word come now with power, with favor, with grace, with goodness, with mercy. And all those who are new here, touch them. And those who are on television land and internet land and any channel of listening, Lord, minister grace to them and their household. Let your word change and transform our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, today I'm bringing the word, and I enjoy the word of God. I always say the word of God is what? Yummy. That's what I say. It's very yummy. It tastes better than steak and chicken and fish and vegetables. Hallelujah. All right. I'm going to be talking to us this morning about seeds. Somebody say seed. I have all kinds of seeds here this morning. I'll show you them in a moment. Maybe I should arrange my stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You should be saying hallelujah. You know why? I've told you why I always say hallelujah nonstop. Because the Bible says if any two shall agree as touching anything, it is done. So in heaven, there is a non-stop hallelujah. So every moment when I'm saying, I'm agreeing, so I always have my answers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah has never stopped. From the day hallelujah is sounding, hallelujah in any language is what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So saying hallelujah is a good thing. I am an hallelujah and amen girl. Praise God. So this morning I'm going to be talking to us about seed. So if you see something that looks messy on my table, don't worry. It is okay. Why do I want to talk about seed? Every single thing God made, he made out of seed. The first time we hear the word seed, the first seed we heard in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. You can put that up for me so you can help me this morning. It saves me time from turning to those scriptures myself. Verse 11. Let us read. And in the evening, that's the wrong verse. Genesis 1:11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Praise the Lord. So this is a command to seed. Everything God did, God said, let. So from the moment it let out from God's mouth, it has been so forever. So we have seed. This is summertime. Everybody knows seed. We're planting, we're harvesting. Some vegetables have been harvested already, and some more are coming. So seed came from God. In Genesis 2, I'll go to Genesis 2 for me. Let's read about from verse 4. Genesis 2, 4. Where did seed come from? God said, let this thing happen. But before the seed were manifest on the earth, they came from God. So I'm going to show you that in a moment. So nothing on earth came from anybody but God. Seed came from God. Genesis 2. Let's be sharp. I need scripture in front. Genesis 2. Let's read from verse 4. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were what? Created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Verse 5. And every plant, what did he say? Every plant of the field. Where did he say seed will come from? They will come from those plants and those herbs. And every plant of the field before, everybody say before, it was in the earth. And every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Every seed, every plant, everything that you see today came from heaven before it showed on the earth. So you came from heaven before you showed on the earth. Every seed. There are all kinds of seed. We have plant seeds. We have marine seeds, which is sea creatures. Everything has a seed. Otherwise, they will not reproduce. Praise the Lord. Human seed. Human seed, we call it different things. We call our human seed, what do we call human seed? We call it egg and the S word, right? Okay, they are not children here. They've gone to children's church. So they call them what? Sperm. Sperm is not a bad word. And women have what? Eggs. Do you know you are born with it? You don't have to go buy it in any drugstore. Doctors did not give it to you. God made it and put it in you. Praise the Lord. Do you know how many eggs a woman is born with? I'll tell you in a moment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we have plant seed, marine seed. So you can read the plant seed was the one I just read to you. The marine seeds are from verse 20 of Genesis 1. So you can write those down. There's not enough time. I have a lot of things to give us this morning to get to where I want us to go. All right? That's chapter 1. Chapter 1 of Genesis, verse 20, talks about the marine seed, which is everything in the sea. Praise the Lord. They all have seed. Say, how do I know? Well, eagles came out of the water. Okay, eagles. God said, let the water bring forth. Eagles, elephant, chicken, any type of bird, any water mammals, they all came out of what? Water. So you have marine seed. Then you also have what? Land seed, which are mammals, animals. So creeping ones, walking ones, the beast, the cattle, they are all seeds. So remember, the seed came from where? From God before he put it on the earth. So when he was speaking, how did he transmit those seed? He spoke them. But he had the seed with him. Hallelujah. And then the human seed came from Genesis 1:26. You can read up to 30. All right? So that's the human seed came from there. God said, and God made, and God blessed. So, and God said, be fruitful and multiply. You cannot, because the first word he said in Genesis 1:11, let them bring forth after his kind. He repeated the language after his kind. So humans came from humans. They did not come from monkey and giraffe and a gorilla. You are God kind. Say amen. Let us make man in our image and likeness. So you came from God's seed. You are a God seed. You are not a plant seed. You are not an animal seed. You are not a marine seed. You are a God seed, a human seed. Say a big amen. That makes a difference when you begin to operate in faith. If you don't know who you are first, and you're still doubting if you are from chimpanzee and monkeys, well, there are many countries that eat chimpanzee and monkey, but we don't eat human. They used to, but not anymore. We don't have barbarians. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, there are some tribes that used to eat their dead so they can take the spirit of the dead upon them, but then they don't know they're taking disease and they're going to die. Ignorance is not bliss. So you must know the truth that you know is what sets you free. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm a God seed. I'm a God seed. Okay, so if you're not sure of what I'm saying, you can read. I gave you the verses. So write them down and check them at home for yourself. Don't just come to church, you hear anything, and then you just take it, amen, and that's it. That's how you get deceived. Because there are many deceivers out there. Check the word out for yourself. Be like the Berean church. They come, they check, and they go check the word again for themselves. Say a big amen. All right, there's another seed I want you to know about. I think that's in Genesis 3. Let's look at verse 14. There is the human woman seed, and then there is what? The serpent seed. There are all kinds of seeds. So we're not talking only about plant seed. We're so stuck when we talk about seed, immediately we talk about plants. That's where our mind goes. There are all kinds of seed. Verse 14. And the Lord God said unto what? The serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art what? Cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Let's look at verse 15. Go a little bit more. And I will, this is what I want you to see. And I will what? I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. So there is the serpent seed, the devil seed, and there is the human seed. God said, we'll put enmity. The two can never be together. And thou shalt what? Bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his seed. Remember, my topic this morning is what? Seed. So I've told you plant seed, marine seed, mammal seed, including creeping and walking ones, creepers, they have seed. And then what's the other one I said? Human seed. Then the serpent seed. And God said, I've put enmity between the two seed. So we have conflict in our world today because there is a war going on between two seeds. But if you remember, if you are God's seed and Jesus has paid the price and has conquered everything, including death and grave, then whose seed are you? Who is a winner? Who is going to crush the head? You can wait forever. You know, you're kind of quiet. You got to respond. Who's going to crush the head? Jesus has done his part. What about you? Who's going to be the crusher today? Who's going to be the victor today? Who's going to be the one coming out of this? You're coming out victorious. You must know whose seed you are and where you come from. If you don't know where you come from, you will never know where you are going. And you will not. If you don't know who you are, you can never operate in dominance in this world. The enemy say, I've put enmity. So one is going to outdo the other one. Be the one who outdo. The seed has been given a command. Let the seed bring forth. Let the one bruise the head and let the other one bite the heel. So those are commands. The command was never taken away. Every seed has a command. And that's why every seed, from the time God released them, they have been the same. If you have an apple seed is still an apple. Call it many different names. They have different brands called Macintosh, Granny Smith, Green Apple, Gala Apple. We can go on and on. People just name them. They just put name on them. Right? But an apple is what? An apple. And it has a seed. And the seed does not try to make itself do anything. It bears a fruit from the time God spoke, said, bring forth after what? Your kind. From the day God said it, they've been doing it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I wanted to tell you about how many seeds does a woman have when she's born. Those who didn't cheat by going to check online. Do you know how many seed? You're born with approximately 1 million eggs. You are also a bag of something. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You should be shouting hallelujah. Now, if God puts that many in a woman, there must be no reason for barrenness. But if you don't know that God has put that much in you to give life, once they pronounce a judgment over you that you are barren, you just say, your life is over. No. You can take God's word back to him and say, you have commanded the seed to bring forth, to be fruitful and multiply. So you can point to that barren womb. You must produce. Praise the Lord. Now, God gave it a life cycle, so it begins to reduce. It begins to reduce. That egg reduces from the time you have puberty, like teen, beginning, of when women begin to produce blood, it changes from 1 million eggs to 300,000. That is still a lot of eggs. I've never seen somebody give birth to 1,000 children. Praise the Lord. So even if they lived 1,000 years, you see why men lived 900 and something years. They were giving birth. At 500 years old, they were still making babies because there was plenty of eggs. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. All right. So now, by the time, as you get older, they change from 300,000 to between 300 to 400 eggs. That's a lot of eggs in a woman's body. I don't know how big your tummy is. Just mind you, they're not like chicken eggs. They're very tiny. So, but that's a lot. God put them there. What am I trying to say to you today? You are full of seed. Amen? Praise the Lord. So that continues. She begins to ovulate, and then they remain until the reproductive lifespan of her life, and then it's over. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. I think we have a doctor in this house, so we can find out from him later, but I will not be calling him, so you can check out. I got this on checking and doing homework, so you can go online and go check for yourself. Now, about the male. Male, do you want to know how much seed you have? Oh, praise the Lord. Well, from what I checked, it says you have about 40 to 300 million. Women just have one. They have, I tell you, men have upper hand. 300 million. That is a lot of millions. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, that's at birth. But their seed does not stop. Every second, they are producing 1,500. So I think my friend over there could be right by the time they get old. So men can give birth even at 100. Abraham was still able to give birth. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I don't know about, how about Larry King? He was old. He was still giving birth to children. So praise the Lord. He's gone home now. How many of you know Larry King? Yes. When CNN, you used to watch CNN. I've not watched for a long time. But I think he's moved to heaven. Praise God. That is a lot of seed. So women, by the time you are maybe 50s or 60s, that reproduction part is over and no more eggs, right? But men continue because God designed a man to be a seed carrier. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what did I say? He said, put chapter 1 again, verse 11 of Genesis. I want to pound this down and then I'm going to start building on what I want us to know this morning. Somebody say seed. Somebody say seed. And God said, let the earth what? Bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit, after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 12. And the earth did what? Brought forth grass, herb yielding seed, and after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Praise the Lord. Yeah, here I have, yeah, you can zoom it close. I don't want to create mess. This is, who can tell me what this is? This is seeds. But you know what I have here? Elm seeds, those huge trees. This is elm seed. During the springtime, I have so many trees in my street, and we have a lot of elm, trees around. And you know what? You don't have to plant it. The wind comes and what? Disperse the seed and make a mess everywhere. They release, I would say, thousands, if not millions, millions of seeds. I don't even know how many is here. Look, I'm trying to pick one out. There's so many. There's just one. Oh, I have three. Three elm seeds here. Do you know how big these trees are? They are huge. They grow bigger than the roof of your house. They grow wild. My street is also, we have old trees, huge trees all around. Big, big tree. This one little seed, it has its life. This is an elm tree. So I have three elm trees in my hand, but they're seed. When you sow this, it's going to be exactly elm. It's not going to be something else. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God commanded it. Seed, do what I tell you to do. So every seed has a command. Every seed have a command, including you as a person. So you cannot do whatever you like and change who you are. You must be who God says you are. Say amen. The trees are seed. Obeying. The herbs are still obeying. Every summer I plant basil. I like basil, you know, and I just plant and they grow. My basil now, they are so plenty. So it's time to make a, what do you call that thing you make? You put some pine nuts, some garlic, and then what? I can tell you don't plant those things, so you should have been able to say what I'm trying to say. Pesto, somebody said it. Pesto, praise the Lord. So you like pesto, you like to make pasta, you know, it smells good, it tastes good. Praise the Lord. The basil seed has not changed. It's still basil. It must do the same thing over and over. How about time? Some people say, I don't know. Time does the same thing. It doesn't matter what herb you plant, what fruit. How about mango? Mango seed. Okay, some people say, I don't know mango, that's tropical. How about peaches? They still the same, right? So how about strawberries? You know those little black things that you see on the outside like little polka dots? Those are the seeds of strawberries. So they keep their seed outside. Some keep their seeds inside. But whatever it is, strawberry is still strawberry. Praise the Lord. All of them have been commanded. What about your plants, your flowers? Hibiscus is still an hibiscus. Hydrangea is still what? Hydrangea. It doesn't become something else. God said, be, and they have been. That word is working, and you've never seen. Have you seen hydrangea that walk? No, be. Oh, here's an orchid. Well, these are fake orchids. So, orchid is still what? Orchid. Here are roses. Roses are still what? Roses. They don't change. They don't plant themselves. The seed disperse and they become exactly what God says. They understand that they've been doing it. Only human being is only trying to change themselves. When God says you are a man, you say, no, I'm a woman. When God says you are a woman, you say what? Some of you are too quiet. Are you scared? No fear in God. Somebody say, no fear in God. No fear in God. Truth is truth. Truth is not a suggestion. Truth is not whether you feel like. Nature has proved it, that what God says, it is. An elephant is still an elephant. It's not Fant Ellie, it's elephant. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Whatever God says you are, that's who you are. So they are responding. Now let's go to Genesis 8. We're talking about the command to the seed. Look at verse 22. Genesis 8, verse 22. Praise the Lord. Actually, I like verse 1 first, then we do 22. Verse 1, then verse 22. And God commanded what? Noah and every living thing, all the cattle that was with him in the ark, and God made what? A wind to pass over the earth, and the waters what? The waters stayed away. Okay, so he said, assuaged. All those English words, old English. But the water stayed and went down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 22. 22, this was after the flood. While the earth, this is God's promise. While the earth, are we in the earth right now? While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and winter. Do you experience, we're in heat right now, but we understand what cold means. Summer and winter, are we in summer right now? We're in summer, we know what winter is. Day and night, do you know what day and night is? It shall not cease. So day and night never cease. We slept last night and we call this day. It's daytime, we are in church. Praise the Lord. Sometimes nighttime, we are in church. Well, because the Bible says, all you servants of the Lord, lift up your hands in the holy place, who live in the house of the Lord by night, right? Who dwell in the house. So you can praise him in the night, you can praise him daytime. Praise the Lord. So there is day and night. Is that true? There is summer and winter. Is that true? There is cold and heat. Is that true? There is seed. Is that true? God said, as long as the earth remaineth, this will never cease. So they all have their command. Like God's clockwork, they begin to happen. So don't complain about winter anymore. Don't complain about summer, as long as the earth remaineth. And that happened because of the fall. They didn't need all this rain and all this heat and all these things. Perfect weather was there. I read Genesis 2, verse 5 to you. Before, right? Before. God watered the earth by himself. He didn't need man's help. Everything was perfect. There was no winter. There was no no summer. The Bible said cool of the day. So everything was cool. At the cool of the day, God will walk in the garden with his children. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Perfect temperature. But after fall, temperature changed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But they've been commanded. But God has given you power even over those elements. We're not teaching that today, but you have power over them. Because that's why we read Psalm 104. I said at the beginning, he rides upon what? The clouds, the wind. Hallelujah. He builds on water. Who goes and builds a house on water? You know, his foundation is water. So God used most unlikely elements because they are all spiritual things. Everything that came out of God's mouth is what? Spirit. So all seeds are what? Spirit. Praise the Lord. All seeds are what? Say it loud. Spirit. You are spirit. Everything that came out of God is what? Spirit. So they hear, they have a voice. And they hear and they obey. They heard the command and they've been doing it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we are going to be doing what God calls us to do. So the earth will remain. Now this earth one day will not be here. Because the Bible says at the end of time, this earth will melt away with fervent heat. So the heat you have now is not heat yet. A fervent one is coming. May you not be part of that. May you be harvested out of it before that happens. Fervent heat. There is no degree of heat attached to that number. It's going to melt mountains. Melt sea. Melt everything. He said it melts. Praise the Lord. The closest thing you can know of melting right now is volcano. When that volcano erupts, you see the melting lava start pouring. That's earth becoming fire and melting. And out of that, all kinds of minerals comes later. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This one is going to melt away. So for now, the command goes on. So if all of you are seed, me I'm seed, and everything God made is seed, so which seed should override other seed? You. That's why I put you the master of the thing he created. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go back to Genesis 1 again. Let's look at verse 28 to 30. Somebody say, I have been blessed, and I'm going to walk in the blessing that God has given to me. And God blessed them. Who is them? Man, you are blessed. And God said unto them, be what? Fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Why? Because God is speaking to his seed. But your seed is blessed. When he spoke to plant, he said, just bring forth. Right? The other person, he blessed the marine creatures. He said, bring forth. Be blessed and be fruitful. But humans are blessed above all. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be what? Fruitful and what? Multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it. Hallelujah. And do what? Have what? Dominion. Dominance over the fish of the sea. Because they are seed. Over the fowl of the air. They are also what? Seed. Over every living thing that moveth upon the earth, they are what? Seed, and they are all spiritual. So, earth creatures, land creatures, marine creatures, they have no power over you. They are all seed, and you are the highest of all the spiritual seed. Praise the Lord. You have been given the power to what? Crush. Verse 29. Did I read 29? And God said, behold, I have given you what? Every herb-bearing seed. Is that seed again? We've read the scriptures many times, but now I want you to know whose seed you are and what you ought to be. So your life after today, you can never experience failure. you can never experience defeat, you can never experience sickness, because sickness was not put in your seed. What is put in your seed is blessing. Your seed has been programmed to be blessed, fruitful, multiply, dominance. So you can dominate anything, including sickness and disease. Praise the Lord. Let those who have ears hear what the Spirit is saying. You can come to church this morning and just say, I know this scripture, but get the power of the scripture. That's what works. Praise the Lord. Let's read 29 again. Read with me. And God said, behold, I have what? Given. So it's a gift. When you give a gift, it is yours. It is mine. I've given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to eat all the time. So hunger is not part. So there are many nations today where people are hungry, but God said, I've given you this. And you just need somebody to know the Lord there and begin to speak to the earth. Bring forth. Yield a good harvest for me. And when they begin to declare what God says, that earth turns around. Praise the Lord. There are places the desert is blooming again. Praise the Lord. All you need to do, if you're not sure if it's blooming, just go to Israel. You will see desert producing tomatoes, producing palm, dates. Palm trees are growing there. It's not an island country. It's a desert country. Oranges. Trees don't have to grow that high. They are like this. You can just pluck. Full of fruits. Avocados, guava. Everything is growing there. Praise the Lord. Pineapple. The word of the Lord. The desert must bloom again. And the desert is blooming. Somebody shout hallelujah. You are a seed designed to bloom and blossom. God has not programmed in you dryness. So when dryness comes, speak the word of the Lord. I'm a seed. Bring forth. Can you shout, bring forth? Bring forth. Bring forth. That's the command. Only humans are struggling with this. Sea creatures don't struggle with that. Have you seen, if you're not too sure, watch National Geography, watch the sea creatures, and see how many eggs a fish can lay. It doesn't stay there and babysit the eggs. It does its job and swim away. And many fishes come. Only human is still struggling. May your struggle be over today. May you become who God says you are. Somebody say, I'm a producer. How many seed did I say you women have again? How many eggs? Yeah, at least. From 1 million, you end up with about 400, and you give birth to one or two children, or maximum seven. Some people used to give birth to 20 children. So, thank God for them. I could only do three. Praise the Lord. I wanted six, and each time I had one, the number reduced. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, my parents, they had many children, so I'm from a very large family. Praise the Lord. We are 15 altogether. Now we are 14, but from three mothers. So praise the Lord. They came from the days, you know, my dad, if he was alive, he's over 100 years old. He was born 1904, so you can do the math. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And my grandfather was born in the 1800. He died 1986, and he was 120 years old. So you can do the math. So praise the Lord. So I come from a lineage of long life. So you can pray the devil to take me out, but when you are saying it, it is you that will be taken out. I'm going to live very long. healthy, vibrant, and youthful. Praise the Lord. I've already crossed my 60s a while back, so we're going to be looking younger and younger, and healthier and healthier, and vibrant, more beautiful, more glorious, strength to strength, glory to glory, because I know who I am. I'm a seed of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. My seed can only produce goodness. So if you want to have dim eyes, you go ahead. My eyes are sharper than ever. Ego vision. You need to take control of who you are. Stop settling. It takes a little longer, but practice makes what? Perfection. So practice. Practice who God says you are. If the eyes can see, you saw me here a few years ago, maybe more than 15 or so years ago. My eyes started getting, when I turned 50, my eyes started going dim. And I got the smallest, tiniest Bible. I say, me and you, we are in a war. We shall see who's in charge. So I got a very tiny Bible, smaller than my palm. And I'll come here and read. Sometimes I'll skip some words and I'll read it. Before you know it, eyes were back to normal. Praise the Lord. I have 20/20 vision. I can read far and I can read near. Praise the Lord. That's because I didn't want to wear glasses. Now, if you really like glasses, it looks cute. They're beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't settle. Begin to say, my eyes are improving. Amen? That's a natural way. You know, your eyes go dim. But the Bible says Abraham's eyes were still perfect. 175 years old, still full of age, full of life. God says Jesus died, Galatians 3:13-14. He died. Cursed be the one who died on the tree for us, that the blessing of Abraham will come upon us, right? So he died for our sin and also brought the blessing of Abraham. Part of the blessing of Abraham is strength, health, hallelujah, reproducing even in old age. Now, I don't tell you to go and have a baby at 100. Praise the Lord. God had to fulfill the promise to him. So that happened. Right? Still rich in cattle. Still a wealthy man. Rich in everything. Gold, silver, servants. He had 300 staff working for him in his house. And they were all militant. They can fight and they can take down any enemy. You didn't fool around with anyone in Abraham's household. Praise the Lord. Angelic encounters. He didn't pray for them. They show up at his house. He didn't say, angel, please come. No, they just come. Open heaven house. These are the blessings of Abraham. May your home have a heavenly encounter. You are the seed of Abraham. You've been grafted in. And this is what God says. He calls you the seed of Abraham. Seed of Abraham. Now, let me tell you what the seed of Abraham means. Go to Hebrews. We're dealing with seed. Hebrews what? Chapter 7. You read the whole chapter at your own time. I'm going to just read some part of it. Praise the Lord. Seven, let's read. Verse 1 to 10. It's quite long, but I'll just read a little and then make a comment so it's faster for us. For this Melchizedek, this is the person, the high priest that Abraham met after war and gave his tithe, and he blessed Abraham. Praise the Lord. King of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of kings and what? Blessed him. Verse 2. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. That's where tithe came from, a tenth part. All right, go to verse 3. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God abided a priest continually. Put the word seed in your mind. Seed. Praise the Lord. Verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. That means all the goodies he got from war, all the gold, silver, cattle, whatever good. Okay? Verse 5. And verily, they that are of what? Sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to do what? To take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of where? Loins of Abraham. So when God starts something, it continues. Abraham gave the tenth part, God continues it. This was before the law. This was before Moses. Praise the Lord. So tithe is not something somebody came up with. This is what God put in Abraham. Abraham did it, and then from there on, it continues. That was before God put it as a law. He says it's a commandment. Next verse. Somebody say tithe is a commandment. We don't like that. You know, once you mention tithe, everybody in church just go cool. You know. But when you tell them, come and receive blessing, they what? They say what? A big amen. They train themselves to receive blessing. But you need to have the root so that you can produce blessing. Having the root, you produce. Just having the surface, it gets finished. And it doesn't go to the next generation. Seeds are to produce forever while the earth remaineth. So every blessing God gives to you will continue with your family generations while the earth remaineth. I say it again. Every blessing God gave to you, that blessing needs to continue for what? Generations while the earth remaineth. So how many generations is that? It's almost forever. Praise the Lord. All right, verse 6. But whose what? But he whose descent is not counted from them receive what? Tithes of Abraham and bless him that had the promises. God fulfilled this promise. Jesus died for this promise. Praise the Lord. I told you Galatians 3, what? 13, 14. Write that down and check it out at home. Now, verse 7. But and without all what? Contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Next, verse 8. And here, men that died receive what? Tithes. But there he received them, of whom it is witnessed, he liveth. Now verse, I'm going to read up to 11. So let's continue. 9. And as I may so say, Levi also who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. When was Levi born? Levi is the son of Jacob. So Abraham gave birth to Isaac. Isaac gave birth to what? Jacob, and Jacob gave birth to what? Levi. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Levi. Fourth generation. He wasn't born when Abraham was given the tithe. Isaac was not even born. But he was in the loins. How many seed did I say man carries again? Speak, or I'm going to close the service. How many seed? How many? I said 300 million. 300 million. But every day, every second, they are producing how many? 1,500. 1,500. Every second. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when Abraham was given that, because when you are born, your seed is there already. So every word I'm speaking now, all my seeds have this same power in them. You that is hearing the sound of my voice, your seed has been activated. Praise the Lord. Levi wasn't born. Isaac wasn't born. Jacob wasn't born. And what? Before Levi was born. Isaac, from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and what? Levi. And God said he gave tithe. Somebody that's not born yet, when you were giving the tithe, say your seed inside your loins were giving tithe. Do you know how much tithe you have given? It's not based on your income. Oh God, please give them hearing here to hear what the Spirit is saying. Praise the Lord. Do you know how much tithe? He said the promise was given to him. Jesus died from him. So over 2,000 years, you have so many seeds. Abraham lived like 4,000 years ago. Praise the Lord. Huh? So you're having all that generations of blessing. Only one set of family on earth believes this, and they've been living it. Abraham said they know they are blessed. They don't pray for blessing. They just know we are blessed. Praise the Lord. And everything they do prosper. Because the seed in the loins was already blessed. When God pronounced Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you father of many nations. And anyone who blesses you shall be blessed. And anyone who curses you shall be cursed. God spoke those blessings over Abraham when he was 75 years old. Praise the Lord. But it never happened. See, he was 100 years old. Why? He had to have an encounter with an earthly priest, somebody on the earth to activate what God has said. He had to give the tithe. As soon as he gave that tithe, the seed in the loins were all activated, and everything around him was activated, not only for his generation, for generations to come. And after he died and he moved to heaven, every blessing in heaven is put under his control. Somebody say, I don't believe that. Well, when you get on, read Luke 16. Write it down. Luke chapter 16. Lazarus, the poor man, died and he went to heaven. And the rich man who was eating one hog a day, you know, the Bible didn't say that, but he was just having a feast every day. He died and he went to where? Went to hell. And while he was hell, he was burning and thirsty. And he could see. The Bible says he could see afar. So the torture for people in hell is going to see people feasting and enjoying. My, don't go there. That's in your Bible. Read it when you get home. He said, afar off. You know, the eyes that were so bad before all of a sudden can see clearly. He see far off. And he's telling, Father Abraham, tell Lazarus to just give me what? Put his finger on water, one dip. You can imagine. So one dip of that water is more than a bottle of water. So to quench my thirst. Father Abraham said, there's a big gulf between us. Too late. It's too late to cry when the head is cut off. May it not be too late for you and your family. May you take hold of what God says you are and begin to use them now. Say amen. Praise the Lord. So the blessing was in his loins. Did I finish reading? Go back to Hebrews 7, verse 10 and 11. I'll stop at verse 11. He gave tithe. Levi gave tithe from the loins. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 10. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek, what? Met him. Levi was there in the loins of his father. God always called Abraham our father. Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So when you read the scriptures, when it says father, those are the fathers, because God made an everlasting covenant. That covenant that he made with man is beyond earth. It's beyond seed time and harvest time. It goes into another dimension of eternity. Jesus came and said, I give you eternal life. So your seed now is no longer just on the earth realm. You have gone into eternity. Blessing. Hallelujah. Verse 11. If therefore... Let me just finish from here. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? Who is this priest that rose after the order of Melchizedek? Can you tell me his name? Jesus is the high priest. God did not make another kind of high priest. Remember, seed. Once God started the seed must give. Same kind, same order like Melchizedek. God has not changed what he does. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 8:13. Can you put that there? Hebrews 8:13. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 8, verse 13. Should I be opening it myself? Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13. And then I'm also going to, in Hebrews 8, 13, in that he said a new covenant he had made the first old. Now that which decayed, was set old, is ready to vanish away. Well, go back to Hebrews 13, 8. I think I put it backwards. Hebrews 13, verse 8. 13:8. Praise the Lord. That's a good scripture also. A new covenant. What's a new covenant? You live forever. You have eternal life. Jesus, yes. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus, read with me. Jesus Christ, what? The same when? Yesterday. Today and forever. Hallelujah. Your seed has not changed. Jesus is the seed of the woman that crushed. And we are the seed of God. Amen. He's made us what? Joint heirs. The same, it has not changed. The same miracles are still happening today. God is still healing. God is still delivering. God is still setting free. Praise the Lord. All right. I have other kinds of seed here. What kind of seed is this one here? I don't know if you can see. This is beans. If you eat beans, they say you're full of beans. You know what that means. You blow the trumpet. So, yeah, these are beans. These are called black-eyed beans. I don't know if they have another name, but that's because they just have black spot on it. So black-eyed beans, when you soak them, they swell and they double in size. They're very tasty when they're cooked. Praise the Lord. So this seed has not changed. From the day the earth brought it forth, it's still the same. Beans. Beans is beans. We have all kinds of beans. We have this type of green beans. You have black beans, red beans, right? I don't know if they have yellow beans. Yeah, they have yellow beans. So rainbow beans. Praise the Lord. All colors of beans. Praise the Lord. There's green beans. So I know that. All right, now, who can tell me what seed this is? I'm just showing various seed. This one is what? You can zoom it so they can see because I don't want to open and touch. Who can tell me what seed is this one? What is this one? I'll probably open it and take one out. If you eat this all the time, you know exactly what it is right away. So you've not eaten this for a while. Gallon? No. It's something very good. Jesus like it. He eats it. Yes, Jesus' favorite food. Figs. Praise the Lord. Now, these are dry ones. When they are fresh, they usually come in colors of green and purple. But the inside is all very delicious. So this dry one, they're sweet. So praise the Lord. So this is a dry fig. This is just one fig fruit. Now, if I cut it open, it's full of what? You can zoom. You see the seeds? Is it showing? You can see the seed? Brother, zoom it so they can see the seed. Not my face necessarily, but the... Do you see the seeds? Lots of seeds. Tiny, tiny little seeds. It's very delicious. If I'm not speaking, I'll eat it right away. It's so sweet. Who wants to eat a dry fig? Okay, Candy, come take. Jesus loved figs. And figs are healthy for you. What happened to Hezekiah? You can go back to your seat. Thank you. What happened to King Hezekiah when he was going to die, when God said you will die? Huh? He faced the wall and all that. What did the prophet use to heal him? Figs. Figs heal tumor. Heals boil. Add that to your diet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I say hallelujah all the time because what? If any two shall agree on earth concerning anything, it is done. Some of you don't want things done. You either say amen, you say hallelujah. This is a hallelujah and amen church. Praise the Lord. Figs. Healed all those tumors from his body. Praise the Lord. One more seed. I couldn't bring the whole sink to church today, so. What is this one? Who can tell me what this is? Jesus likes this one too. He talked about it. Huh? Yeah, I help you to cheat. I say Jesus likes it. So all of you should be able to say what? Mustard seed. This is a mustard seed. Very tiny. It says the smallest of herb seeds. Praise the Lord. So you can zoom so they can see. There's a lot in here. I don't know. Let me see if I can zoom. One. Here's one by my finger here. There's two actually together. Can you see it? I don't know what you guys are seeing. You should be using the big screen to show what I'm showing. So, seed. Praise. I've not been looking back, so I don't know what you're doing there. So, fig. Put it on the big screen. That's why we have it, so they can see it. See the seed? Can you see it? All right. So these are what? Mustard seed. He said, if you have faith as a grain of this mustard seed, it shall what? I can't hear you. You can move any mountain. That this smallest thing can move any mountain. This tiny seed? Why? Because seeds are spiritual. You send a spiritual seed, it does the spiritual work. Not by your might, not by your power, but by his spirit. The plants don't need your might to grow. Just all you do, put water. If you forget to put water, the rain comes. And it rains. God waters it. And they grow. Praise the Lord. Seed, grain. After service, I gave you guys, some of you, some of this before. If you've never seen, you can, after service, you can take a pinch of it and take it home. You can actually grow the seed and it will grow. When I gave them before, I went to visit some of our church members and they showed me, look at the seed you gave me, look at my mustard seed. They grew some of them and they kept some. So you can take some, take a pinch. Don't be greedy and pack everything and nobody else have anything, you know. And just have a little and keep it as a reminder. God said you don't need to have supersized faith. Just start with this little. Believe what I'm saying to you and you shall have it. Mark 11, right? Mark 11 from verse 13, we saw Jesus wanting to eat the fig, right? He spoke. He told he was speaking to the fig tree he wants to eat. The fig tree refused to give him. And Jesus says what? What did he say to the seed? Fig tree. You can put it up for them, but I'm not going to read. He said, cursed, right? They say, no man eats of you hereafter, forever. That's the word they actually use. So put Mark 11, verse, we're talking about seed, all right? Mark 11, start from verse 13, I think. Praise the Lord. Verse 13. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, this is Jesus, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but what? Leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Verse 14. Then they went to Jerusalem. Now let's move to verse 20. Let's see what happened. Verse 20. Go to verse 20. You can read the whole thing at home at your own time. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw what? The fig tree dried up from the roots. So when you speak to the seed, they don't do what? What was the command? Bring forth. The one that made it said, bring forth. It should bring forth. Someone said, I don't know what that tree did to Jesus. Well, there's a command. The tree refused to obey what it's supposed to do. It wanted to start a rebellious seed age. And Jesus said, stop. Nobody eats of you. That generation and that thing was gone from the earth. Can you imagine from that moment? Remember the law of first. When that first starts, it's going to continue. So you had to get rid of that. When a first thing shows up in your family that is evil, that is negative, you must not allow it. Get rid of it. Speak the same word that you spoke to the fig tree. Go back to verse, what did I tell you? 13. No man. Back to 13. So this applies. Oh, I did not read the word he spoke to the figs. 14. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man what? Eat fruit of thee thereafter for what? Forever. And his disciples heard it. Then verse 20, they saw the manifestation the next morning. He spoke it today, this evening. He dealt with the temple and all the money changers. This is the house of prayer. He dealt with all of that. Did his business. He was still on a mission. Completed his mission. On his way back, the disciples. Jesus did not say, oh, look at that. No. A command, a new command was given. Die to your roots. So if sickness shows up, tell it to do what? Die to your roots. If you don't kill it, your family members are going to continue to produce that. Poverty shows up, you tell it what? Die to your root. Nobody eats from you. Say the complete word. Jesus not just say dry up. He says no one. Put verse 14 again. We're talking about seeds and what they do. And Jesus answered and said unto it, how can a tree speak? It's a spirit. Everything that comes out of God has ears and has a voice, and they speak. Someone said, I don't believe that. Okay, when you get home, even scientists know this. Go and Google, do trees make noise? They make all kinds of sound every day. Trees, they're speaking. The Bible says they clap their hands. They don't only clap their hands, they make noise. They make sound. They're always talking. They have tree language. Say, answered. Verse 14, and Jesus answered and said unto him, no man what? Eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. You must speak so that the people around you will hear, so that the thing you are speaking to will hear. Say amen. Somebody say, I will activate my voice. Who seed are you again? You're made in his image. Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image and likeness. You are made in the image and likeness of God. Genesis 5, I think verse 4 or so says, Adam gave birth after sin. gave birth to sons. He also gave birth to daughters after his own image and likeness. But Jesus came and became the second Adam. Praise the Lord. He had no sin. He had to die for us. And he restored us back to the original blessing. So you don't have a watered-down blessing. You have original blessing before the fall. Back, fully restored. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm whole. Yeah, he brought wholeness. Praise the Lord. The original blessing is functioning in your life. So you must speak. So anything you see in your family that you don't like, whether your children are doing it, whether an uncle is doing it, or an auntie is doing it, or yourself, you need to command it to die to its root. If you don't, generations of seeds have started. You still don't believe that? Isaiah 54:17. Go to that. Put it up for me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'll do one or two more scripture and I'm going to stop there for now. Praise God. Isaiah 54 says what? No weapon that is formed against thee shall what? Prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt do what? Condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So anything you don't like, that you don't want in your life, in your family, in your church, in your nation, in your business, in your workplace, you have the power to change it. Condemn them and establish what you want. Say, I will do so. Well, it says your heritage. God's not going to do it. So if you're saying, Heavenly Father, come and do this, come and do that, God has done, God is resting. Praise the Lord. He's in his rest. He's empowered you to do your part. If you are lazy, you get lazy results. You must never be lazy with your spiritual life. You must never be lazy with your faith confession. You must be aggressive. The violent take it by what? First, have a violent faith. You know, the people who need some things more, when God is delivering it, they are never available. May you be available to receive your package. And the package you receive, you will not give it to somebody else. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, my package is for me and my household. Everything can turn around. Turn around for your good. Yes, and my good. Nothing is too late. It's never too late. While you have life and while you have breath, it can turn around. Somebody say, I'm going to do my part. Praise the Lord. Now, I'll do one more scripture. Jesus is that seed. 1 Peter 1:23. And then I'm going to stop there. I have so many more to give, but I think you got the idea already. We talk about plant seed, sea creature seed, land creature seed, human seed, the woman seed, and then the serpent seed. Now, there's another seed. Jesus is called the seed. 1 Peter 1:23. Say, being born again, not of what? Corruptible seed. Shout hallelujah. Meaning that this seed does not decay. It doesn't lose its power. It's powerful. Hallelujah. Being born again, not of what? Corruptible seed. Corruptible means it decays, right? It decays, it rots, and it's perishable. What God put in you can never decay, can never die, can never be destroyed. It says you are born again by the word of God. It says you are born by incorruptible. Hallelujah. But of incorruptible, that means it can never perish. It's eternal. It's immortal. Praise the Lord. By the word of God. So the word of God is what? Immortal. Which liveth when? How long? Liveth and abideth forever. I told you, natural seed, all the other seeds, they live and they produce and they bring forth after their kind as long as the earth remaineth. But not for you. you cross all boundaries. You are born of incorruptible seed. You abide for what? Forever. Immortal seed. You are not ordinary. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I am not ordinary. So why do you accept ordinary stuff? You must produce. Who told you the leftover money you have, that's all you have? You begin to speak, my money grow. Bring forth. I told you all seed are what? Spiritual. Say, bring forth. God will give you a new idea and you will make more. Say amen. Amen. God spoke over Abraham, nothing happens. But he met Melchizedek and it was activated. Somebody on earth has to activate it. That's why the priest must activate the blessing. You've heard the sound of God's word this morning from God's servant. Your blessing is activated. Your seed is activated. When you go home, you don't go home like ordinary and say, oh, that's just Pastor Maria talking. If you take that, nothing will happen to you. But if you take it as the incorruptible word of God, your life is greater than your peers, greater than you can ever imagine. You move from dimension to dimension, glory to glory, and the hand of the Lord will begin to manifest. And you say, see where I started. Look where I am now. Praise the Lord. That's why you can tell the difference from when you came, when you started with us, and where you are now. You have shifted. May God shift you to a higher dimension. May your seed be activated. Rise up. May your seed be activated. May you begin to bring forth good seed. Every corruptible seed, may they die to their roots. May the incorruptible word of God that liveth forever activate your life now. May your seed grow. May your life grow. May your children's life grow. May your spouse's life grow. May you begin to bring forth not only a little amount. Mark 4, Jesus taught about the parable of the seed, the sower sows. Every kind of bird or Satan or sun, scorching things that have come and rocks that have crushed your seed in the past, they no longer have effect over your life. Your seed from now on will be good ground. Good ground. Good ground. You will bring forth 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. The word of God is a seed. That seed activates you now. You are activated. You grow even more than the mustard seed. You will be a shelter for many. You will be a distributor for many. The blessing of God will continue to flow. Flow, flow, flow. In the mighty name of Jesus. For me, for you, my household and your household, and everyone hearing the sound of my voice, in Jesus' mighty name we declare so done. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Is that wonderful time of the service? If you've not given your tithes and your offering, this is a good time for you to do it, and we're going to participate in taking our communion. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forevermore. If you are blessed this morning, shout hallelujah. Give God all the glory and give him all the honor, and never take no again for an answer. Every seed will begin to produce for you. You will get promotion at your workplace. You will get promotion in your city, in your nation. You will get healthy. Health is yours. Your seed of incorruptible. That means you put on immortality. The Bible says the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if it dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. Why? Because you have incorruptible seed. The word activates it. Just like we said, the sperm activates the egg and then a baby is formed. So also the word of God activates your natural life and you become a spiritual person. Say amen. All right, did all of us give our offering? Praise God. So offering is not a church idea, it is a God idea. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Okay, let's get, if you don't have an element, just raise your hands and they will serve you. And then we can share together. For those of you at home, you can get your bread and your wine, if possible, unleavened. If you don't have, buy and put that in your home so you can always share with us. Jesus' body is broken for us so that ours will not be broken. We now have incorruptible body. So you can take this and activate it. If you are sick this morning, we command everything that is broken in your body to be removed. That Jesus' complete body that lives forever will now be activated in your body. Be healed. Be restored. Be made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, take and eat. Blood of Jesus is a covenant, everlasting covenant. So God does not lie. What he says he will do, he will do. This blood speaks better than the blood of Abel. Abel, after he died, his blood was speaking for vengeance, and God had to avenge him. This blood of Jesus speaks better things. It speaks that we are healed by his stripes. Hallelujah. By his stripes we were healed. That's what this blood is speaking. Bible says, let the poor say, I'm what? Rich. This blood is speaking that we are rich. So don't be saying, I'm poor, I'm broke. Even when you know you are broke, don't say it. You shall have what you say. So if you like to be always poor, say it. And the rest of us will say amen with you. You don't need things. Remember, you have an enemy, the seed of the enemy. We agree with you. But you're never going to crush. I'm going to crush. Say, I am rich. Rich has not only to do with financial money, we monetize everything. Rich in health, rich in strength, rich in joy. Say amen. All right, take. Say, I'm rich. Drink. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. And those in Zoom will say hello to you in a moment. Let us give thanks. Lift your hands to heaven. Say after me, Heavenly Father, I receive the word of God that I've heard here today. Let it be activated now. Your incorruptible seed that is bringing forth fruitfulness, blessings after its kind. I receive that now into my life, into my family's life, into everything that concerns me, my church, my city, my nation, my job, my business, my extended families, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Apostle said, be at 6:30 tonight. Bring your bottle of water. Bless you. All right. Let's see the Zoom people. Oh, I see a lot of people. Praise the Lord. Let me...